Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. I wanted to highlight one small element of yesterday's election that's important in HR and labor. In California, voters approved Proposition 22, which would exempt companies like Uber and Lyft from having to classify their workers as employees, according to the Associated Press. The $200 million campaign in support of Proposition 22 was the most expensive in the history of California. This proposition mandates that drivers for companies like Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, and Postmates, that they will receive new benefits such as minimum hourly earnings, but drivers won't get the full protections and benefits that come with regular full-time employment, as they may have had under a different law, AB 5, that was passed in California, that originally took aim at gig work. Labor groups who opposed the new law raised only a tenth as much money. Proposition 22 passed 58% to 41%, with about 71% of the votes counted in Florida, according to the Associated Press. Uber and Lyft had threatened to leave California or drastically cut back their service if they had been forced to classify their drivers as full-time regular employees. The CEO of Uber predicted a sharp increase in fare prices and fewer drivers on the platform if Proposition 22 had been enacted. If Uber had to hire its drivers, he said, it would only have room for about 280,000 full-time workers instead of the 1.4 million drivers who currently use the Uber app. Uber declared victory on election night and thanked the Proposition 22 supporters. This fight over gig economy workers and their classification has been going on in California for well over a year, but intensified this summer when Uber and Lyft were ordered by a California Superior Court judge to immediately classify their drivers as employees. Having this proposition pass on election night settles the matter in California for now. But there are likely to be more challenges in California and in other states as labor forces allied against company forces to try to figure out how gig workers should be classified moving forward. This is a story that will continue well after the election, and we'll be following it here on the HR Happy Hour on Alexa. Thanks for listening to the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.